Welcome to Shor Machshava on the Daf. The month of Elul is sponsored by the Mendelbaum family. The Yilui Nishmas Rav Chaim ben Eliyahu Tzvi HaLevi. We're holding in Chulin Daf Kuf Chovov. The Mishnah Amud Beis describes a mouse that is Chetzio Basar veChetzio Adama. Rashi explains that there is an Achbor, a mouse that's not created, it's not part of a Rove. He's not going for Priya Viriba from a male and female, but it's Noitza Mina Adama. It's created from the Adama. Now, these are one of the things that are described by Chazal that seems that don't fit with the current nature. We don't know in current nature any animals that grow from the Adama. And many of the Mal'igim on Chazal, the Kaifrin that wanted to come and say Chazal, Chalila, did not know. Did not know what they're talking about. They brought this as a proof. You see, they're talking about something that doesn't exist. Seemingly, the Rambam in Pirush HaMishnayos is trying to address this. Because when he speaks about our Mishnah, he says, there's so many people who told me about this mouse. Something we don't understand how that is created, but people saw it. Says the Rambam, it exists in nature. The Tosfos Yom Tov on our Mishnah quotes the Rambam, and he adds one more thing in brackets. He says, "V'zeh l'dayti taina gdoilo al ma'amine akadmus." This is a taina on the people that believe the world always existed. The world is not something which was created by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What does he mean? So the Tiferes Yisrael and the Boyaz explains that how was the whole world created? The whole world was created off from min Adam. Usually, we don't understand such a thing. The world is a doimim. The Adama is a doimim. It's something which is an inanimate object. How could something like this turn to be a chai? Since the Pharisees is true, that's what people came and said. They said that it's not shayach. Everything in this world was always created a chai from a chai. A chai from a chai. There was a male and female. From there, everything was created. The fact that you have such an animal that's created min Adama, it shows that the whole world could be created min Adamo. They're coming against the people that are makrish and say that the world was there forever. Add to the Pharisee's son says, V'anish shamati apikorsi milag lagim abriya zu shiniskeres kan and misanedrin. That umekhishi voim sheinu amitzius klau. He said, this thing doesn't exist. That's what people say. Says the Pharisee's son, L'chen reiti laskir kan. What was written in a sefer that wrote the Chacham Echad Mefursam Michach Meomos Ushmoy Link. The name of this Chacham is a link. Ubesifer Nikro Oruvelt. That's the name of the book. And then it says over there, it says in page 327, it says that there's such a barrier be'eretz Mitzrayim and in a certain location. Fenikras Achbar Hi Beshloshim Mitzrayim Dipus Yakulos. So says the very soul, this animal exists in the world. We can add to hear what the Maharal says in many places in his farm regarding what Chazal tell us. And as he said, Chazal are not teaching us nature. They're not coming to give you a science lesson. That's not what Chazal are doing. Chazal teaching you Torah. And whatever we have in Torah, that's what Chazal are giving us. Chazal are not giving us the simple understanding of what nature is. But they're giving the Oymeke Indian what's behind the scenes, what things mean. Very similar Mahalach is brought down. There's a big gadol named Yitzchok Lamafrunti that he wrote the Sefer Pachad Yitzchok, which is an encyclopedia on Torah. And there's a tshuva that was written by a Gri Bril. And he writes over there, there's the same idea as the Maharal. He says, you know, when the Chazal are talking to us, they're not coming to give me the basic understanding of nature. Says the scientists, they know only shitchius advarim hanir lain. They only see what's the basic understanding, but not the pnimius. Now it's behind the scenes, and this is what Chazal giving us. Furthermore, it says the chidon shemagdoilim maiches svarim hey ois pei beis comes to claim against the some gdoilim that wanted to say that maybe Chazal didn't know nature so well. Says the chidon Chazal are talking about ruach hakodesh and the adeliyah novi zochel atayu shchiach gabayu. And the neshama comes from Mokrim Elyon, and it comes from such a high place. There's no connection between Chazal and scientists. You can't compare the two. You have to kofer Rishenu Lishmoya B'divrei Emes. It's Emes Lamito. Torah is Emes. It's coming through Emes. So there's two ways to understand basically what we're coming out from this year. One is, could be that the scientists don't really know what we're talking about. There is such a creature that Chazal is referring to. Or in a deeper sense, Chazal not necessarily giving us the basic understanding of nature. They're giving us the oimik. They're giving us what's beneath the surface. They're giving us an understanding what it means when we're talking about this creature. And we don't know exactly what Chazal we're referring to, but in terms of the understanding, everything Chazal say is emes la'amito, based on Ruach HaKodesh and Gilui Eliyahu. It's not something which a regular scientist can refute based on his basic understanding. And my Rebbe, Rav Moshe Shapira Zatzal, he took this as a mission to protect Divrei Chazal. Anybody who came to question that maybe Chazal, there's some things they didn't know so clear. He protected Chazal b'cheruf nefesh. Anybody who came and wanted to say such a thing, in the eyes, the way we are learning Torah today, that's b'geder apikursus. Chazal knew everything, b'ruach ha'kodesh b'kirbom, and whatever, if sometimes we can't understand what they meant, so we need to know that they're talking about oymek ha'dvarim. Anyone who wants to join and sponsor the Shomach Shavah Shehurim, please email shomachshavah@gmail.com.